Welcome to FPL Juice, your place to come for Let's Squeeze. All the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. Joining me is a man who looks like he's had a bit of a tidy up on his beard, but I can't tell if that is the case or he's just wearing one of those McDonald's style hairnets around his chin. It is, of course, Ash.
Bro, at least man can grow a nice beard. That's looking all right, isn't it? You're all right to point out. Your thing's looking great, though.
No,
you're going to adjust for men in there.
I'm an older gentleman. I'm an older gentleman.
It's looking white. It's a bit snowy on the chin, mate.
That's not snow.
That's not it. What is it then?
Can't say. Can't say before watershed.
Why are you so late today? Are you letting the people down?
Just rushing around, busy.
Notice I said people, that's not plural.
M25.
Busy. M25. Why are you letting...
M25.
Why are you letting Roberto you let all five and of the down? Yelena down?
Shocking.
Owen Cole.
Absolutely.
Mike Halton.
Yeah, and this chief is Nick. And yo, big up yourself for tuning in the maddest show in town, fam. We about to dive deep and check how we them teams, them run things in this double game week 33, Yazimi. We're talking street fire. Seeing who's bossing it and who's flapping hard. And plus we go on lay out the wickedest plan for the blank game week 34 that's creeping up. So you know I'm if you stay ahead of the game, Ross Trent style. Hold tight, it's about to get real gritty up in here.
Nice.
Hopefully that made sense.
Thanks, Ash.
Was that straight or street?
What?
Straight fire or street fire?
We'll then be discussing our top three. Our top three football presenters / pundits. And we'll be putting those forward to the test. Will Mark Lawrenson make it? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. You're right, Ash? Yeah. You want to say something, don't you?
Yo, luck in, fam. It's the Tuesday social. No stall. We chatting big things. Go and answer the call. Man United slipping. Let them take a hard fall. Ballers League flexing. Yeah, we cover it all. Championship cruise them promoted. Stand tall. Tonight we dive deep. Bring the vibes and the sprawl. UK garage flow. Mic check. We enthrall. Rude boy rhythm. Brap, brap. We install.
Nice.
Again,
that was all freestyled as well, by the way.
Cheers, Ash.
Man's moving mad at it.
Thank you for that. We'll also be putting our special guest to the test in Guess the Player. And on that note, it's been a while since we had a semi on this show, but words were exchanged earlier in the season and lines were drawn. However, it seems that now the remontada is well and truly on. Please welcome the boat shoe wearing, ascot attending, Laurent Perrier sipping, egg chasing, fest heckling, Daesh impersonating, royalist from Reading, it's Rupert!
That's the best intro.
Yes.
First of all, he's ever delivered, and you've ever received.
Yeah, I have.
All
accurate as well.
All accurate.
I've seen you do all of those things.
How is it going? You all good?
It's really good.
It's really good. Things going good.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Do I say it now or?
Let's say it.
Yeah.
Say, get it off your chest. You've got some things to get off your chest.
What do you need to say?
So last time I was here, come back on whenever. I was like, I will come back on this show when I'm ahead of you.
Yeah.
I left this show, game week 11.
Yeah.
You were 181K. Yeah. I was 5.7 million.
Yeah.
And he went, all right, rude boy, and all this. I don't know what he's saying.
He did say, all right, rude boy.
And as things stand, right now, I'm 1.2 million.
Yeah.
You're 1.7 million.
Yeah. Wait.
I've had the worst FPL season ever, but to call that 23 game weeks ago.
Do you know what's mad? Is that you've been thinking about this every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since then.
Absolutely.
And I've thought about it none at all. Not once.
I know.
That is because you chat so much rubbish. You forget what threats you've made.
And also, I've had Haaland when he's injured and you've only just caught me up.
Yeah, like, but you had Haaland when he was scoring
hat-tricks.
The worst
season. Bro, let him talk for himself. All right,
Go
Papa.
On, tell him.
Papa yeah. Nick.
Yeah. Tell him.
Oh, don't talk about my son like that. Let me stand up for him.
Tell him, Sammy.
I got rid of Haaland, but there's no method in the madness.
I had to have Haaland even when he's injured, bro.
Doesn't make any difference.
Why
do you keep talking? Yeah, shut up.
Doesn't make any difference.
Make
a free hit team.
I've seen your team every week and just go,
you look at my team every week.
If you live
in your head rent free, man. That is crazy.
If you make a free hit team, you'll have about 11 million spare in the bank. It just shows that actually your Haaland thing is just a made up. You had the benefit at the start of the season.
It's a made up thing. And now let me take him out then.
No.
There you go. You can't have it both ways.
I'm not asking for it both ways. You're asking for it both ways.
You chat so much shit. It's unreal. It don't matter if you don't have Haaland. All right, let me take Haaland out. Oh, no. Make sure you keep Haaland in. Bro, you need to make sure like you just stick to one thing, bruv. Come on.
I need to make sure you're sticking to the top 2 million.
I am sticking to the top 2 million.
That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm still not bottom.
Exactly
I'm still
not bottom
of the pundits. 32K. Huh? In game week 6.
Yeah, I was flying.
Exactly.
Tragic.
What happened? All you had to do was just follow the data, follow the science, just keep plotting a plan. Go, I'm going to bring this player in because he's got 4 good game weeks coming on and you'll be miles ahead. You'll be in the top 10K with Harry and
I've already had one
Funko
of them.
And all of that.
I don't need another one. I'll bank that.
There is no
method.
I don't need
to chase any more top 10K.
This has been my highlight. That and also I did captain a certain someone called Harvey Barnes. Mm.
Nice.
Which was glorious.
I remember the days when I used to care about FPL. Okay. They were glorious days.
I
used to be like you.
We had a lovely week last week. Me and
we
you.
Did, yes.
Me and you.
Oh,
I don't know about this guy. Me with my triple captain on Jacob Murphy. Yeah. You with your captain on Harvey Barnes.
Yeah, exactly.
Who did you captain, Ash?
Isaac,
I think.
Isaac. That's got to be to do with Haaland then. You wouldn't have captained. I mean, if you didn't have Haaland.
I probably would have captained Haaland if Haaland was playing.
Oh, so now you want him in your team. You want it both ways, don't you?
I had to have him in my
anyway,
team.
Anyway, let's say hi to everyone in the chat. Let's say hi to everyone in the chat. We've got Yellow Army there. KDB starts.
Yes,
damn it, he
get
says.
Get in.
But I think you lot have forgotten that KDB isn't very good.
Is that why you brought him into your team?
I did not do that.
Oh.
Cole, good to see you, mate. Noel, Fulham is there.
Best midfielder ever to grace the Premier League.
Are you mad?
Nope.
RL in the house. Wade Wilson's there. George Gavin's there. Milos, good to see you all. Fellas in the chat. George Bailey's there. There are a few more up the top as well, which I'm missing. But yeah, hope you are all doing well.
Maggot, Claire, Paul, Calvin's here. Niall, perfect Jamaican accent, Ash. Thank you, bro.
You are half.
Was that Jamaican?
You are. You are half Jamaican. Aren't you?
Very good.
Yeah, it was.
KDB, grumpy old man now.
Jonathan Shedd said, come on the Villa. Yes, let's see what happens. Well, we have got the game kicking off at 8 o'clock. So
nice.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Let's get on with the show.
First of all,
Jonathan Shirley, come on, Villa.
First of all, let's have a little look at how we are currently doing in this game week of doubles.
Do we have to?
Yes.
How are fellas? Hello, Reedy. You all right, mate? Man, like, where are you going to help?
Okay, Ash.
Yo.
Should we start with you?
No. Why do you want to start with the best team?
Right, okay. Talk to us about this team.
Hang on, how many points have you got? I got more points than you.
Well, same as you.
Same?
No. Yeah. Well, you got
don't
more
play
points.
The tunes then.
I've got loads of players still to play. And you've
so
got,
have I.
And you've got your assistant manager.
Exactly. Yeah.
But why did you do a minus 16?
Because I'm a bad boy.
You're a bad boy.
Oh, is that before the minus 16?
No, no method. No method in the madness.
42 points.
No thought process.
Yeah. Minus the 16
no
is 42.
No thought process.
Hang on. For my minus 16, I'm plus 6 up on that.
James, can we just change that?
How?
Because I made the right picks for my minus 16.
Okay. Can we change that to 42, please, James? I don't want anyone just flicking on and
leave
thinking,
it on 58.
Oh, God, Ash has actually done as well
just
as other
58
people.
58 minus 16, so I'm on 32, yeah.
That's 42, Ash.
What? No, I'm on 32.
How can you be on 32? Were you on 48?
I'm on 32.
Look at this.
How can you be on 32?
I don't know. This is what FPL Game Week says. I'm on 32, Game Week Net.
Yeah.
So, unless I...
No, I thought you scored 58.
No, that's because...
Oh, no, you're right. It's 42, 42.
42, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't counting my assistant manager, I don't think.
Awesome.
Okay. So you're actually on 42.
I'm on 42.
Which is that the highest game that you've had for Sometimes now, isn't it?
A couple of months, yeah.
So if the game we finish now, you're already like up.
Yeah, it's my PB for the second half of this season.
Nice.
Huge.
So yeah, massive week for me.
But you don't care about FPL. So
no, I don't. Do you know what? It's actually been quite fun the last couple of weeks because I've done a minus 16 this week. I did a minus 12 last week. And now I know what it feels like. Now I know the rush that Nick feels when he does a hit.
If you had been Darwin template and done a couple of stats and that, we'd be on the same points right now.
Yeah.
So then you could use the Haaland.
Yeah, but...
Now these minus 12s, minus 16s...
I do like... I will give you some credit.
Yeah, go on.
I like the Ben White and Martinelli picks.
Oh, yeah, great picks. Stroke of genius from me.
You're on 42 points, so let's just
I did Cresswell, Murphy, Palmer, Isak, and Howe.
You sold Cresswell?
I did. Well, it was hard to let go because he's such a stalwart of that team, and I knew he was going to absolutely cook this season. I know you love that one.
Imagine doing a minus 16 and still having Chalobah in your team. Carry on.
Chalobah.
No method in the madness.
And then in came White for 6 points, so 6 points plus. Martinelli, 6 points plus on Murphy. Yeah. De Bruyne, 1 point net plus on Palmer.
Wow.
Marmoush got the same as Isak and Emery, 10, so that's a plus 9 on Howe. Plus, I've got all these doublers to go again. I'm absolutely firing, mate. You all right? And I'll get some table bonus, which I do know and I do know understand you know, doesn't mean you know an extra portion of wings
you know,
at the table.
You know the meme with the dog, everything's burning around.
Right, it's fine. Everything's
yes,
fine.
It's fine, man. It's fine.
You have
I'm fine.
Nine. You got nine doublers left.
Have I? That many?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you know that most people have
five,
about 12?
Six, seven, eight. Most people have 12.
Yeah, 11 or 12.
So I'm on most people. And no, you didn't do a minus 16.
You're below most people.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all gone wrong.
That's fine. You lot are trying.
How many have you got? Nine.
I'm not trying.
You got nine.
He's got nine left.
I've got nine, but that does include Haaland. Oh, wait, you couldn't include an Emery.
No, 10 including Emery.
All right. Well, do you include Haaland?
No.
Because he might come back. He might come back.
So when you back. Like we're looking at a great shout with Martinelli. What was it? Is it a gut feel or?
Yeah, just I was going for whoever had the least percentage owned.
You did form.
Who looked good? Form
top of the form table.
White hadn't played, so how can I have gone form? There's no form in there. He got 30 seconds at the Bernabeu. There's no form. That was just a gut pick, mate.
Let's have a look. Well. I think,
For the position that I'm in and the circumstances that my team and my club is in, which is basically like, who's that team that folded? Bury.
Yeah.
I'm managing Bury right now. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Except you're the
still getting 42.
Except you're the chairman.
I'm the chairman,
the director.
Director, sporting director, coach, manager, so physio.
You're entirely to blame for the downfall. Can't blame anyone.
I'm not blaming it. I'll own it.
All right. Well, own this.
As soon as Haaland comes back, though, I'll win.
Own this. This is your free hit team, isn't it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that what I want?
Really?
That is bad, isn't it?
So.
Who's done that?
Talk to me. You've got.
Put that together.
You've got some players who's in there.
You've got Gordon.
Anthony Gordon. What are you thinking? You've gone for triple Newcastle. You've gone Trippier.
Well, yeah, I think it's you have to go triple Newcastle. They're at home to Ipswich. Mm. That's got to be like a 4-0. And I've gone for players that are not very highly owned. It's easy for us to go Isak, but he's 60% owned. I'm not going to gain anything on that, am I?
If you'd gone with Isak when you're 181k, you'd be in the top 10k now.
Hang on, there's loads of comments going on. Evening. First problem, double Chelsea. I think Chelsea will keep a clean sheet against Everton. No. Everton can't score away from home. And Chelsea have a good defensive record at home.
Why have you picked Nicholas Jackson?
Because he's like
6%
owned.
I don't understand that.
Who else should I go for? Wood.
Well, there's loads of options.
Too highly owned.
Yeah. 24%.
Too highly. 24% too highly owned.
Yeah, I got a lovely...
Why did I not go Salah? Too highly owned. Why did I not pick Palmer? Too highly owned. Why did I not pick Isak? Too highly owned.
So you've got... Yeah,
swords and shields, mate.
Even Trent's too high. Yeah, I'm going all out swords. I can't be playing with no shields right now, can I, Rupert? Let's be honest. What would you do? Who else would you bring in?
I would get a knife and stick it in the
stick
toaster.
Stick it myself.
Stick in the toaster.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Three C's, but where is Haaland? You're not allowed to
hit.
Take Haaland. No.
I'm on free hit.
You have to have Haaland.
No, I'm on free hit.
No.
To be fair, I've got enough to get him. You're going to... No problem.
Exactly. Bring him in.
It's on a free hit. I don't have to have Haaland on a free hit.
You do. You're not allowed to sell him the whole season.
But I'm not selling him. All right, he's on a free hit.
So if I had to play my free hit, I could have brought in Haaland, yeah?
Yeah, you could have.
Sure.
Did you?
What don't you understand?
Did you bring
You have to own him all season.
Yeah, but it's a free hit. So I'm
not allowed
hit.
Him.
Technically, a free hit is a lease because you're only borrowing these players for 1 week.
You're cheating.
You're not actually owning.
You're cheating. You can't even lose with dignity.
Right, fine.
Bring Haaland in.
Let me see how much budget I've got left.
Take out? Are you going to have to take out one of Jackson, Raul, and Cunha?
Hey, I've got 13.3 in the bank.
There you go. Bring him in.
Wait, so are you saying I have to have Haaland even on a free hit?
100%.
Guys in the chat, do you agree? Do you think that's fair?
It's the rules of the game.
Actually, you have to keep Haaland. Of course you're going to agree with
me. I could
Wade, I thought you was my boy. What are you doing?
I can't have him all season. I can't have him all season. You can't not have him. That is the rule.
Yeah, but it's a free hit. It's different on a free hit.
It doesn't matter. It's not what happens in free hit stays in free hit. I'm playing it this week. And I'm not bringing in Haaland.
Well, obviously, because he's injured.
Fair play. I won't have Haaland this week. I can guarantee you that.
If he was banging in goals, though, on a free hit, would you have brought him in?
This week?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you would have.
He's not playing.
Lying, bro.
He's not playing, so why would I?
You don't need to keep Haaland for a free hit, see?
Who said that?
Jonathan knows.
Jonathan Shirley.
You can't be serious. Surely
your burner account.
I love you, John.
Is that your burner account? James, let's have a poll, please.
Surely you can't be serious.
Ariella, how are you?
Bye, Ariella.
Good luck with your wedding.
Thanks. You get married.
Good luck with your fake tan.
She's going to a wedding.
Team bride.
Yes.
James.
Can we get should I do a poll quickly?
Do a poll.
And whatever the poll says, we go with, and you can't say nothing. Yeah? Should Ash be allowed no Haaland on free hit? Yeah,
but after agreeing not to sell, like, after agreeing to have him in every single one of his teams,
everyone knows that the rule was me to own Haaland for the season. Right. I don't think free hit means that I'm owning him. Rupert, does that mean I'm owning him on a free hit?
Yeah.
What?
You got to, mate. Shut your mouth. This
question makes no sense.
But no, because you just pay him at the games. End, and like with free hit, you got so much money, so just.
Game's the game. No weak foot, says. Got to change it. Got to charge it. Rules stipulate you can't sell him.
When did you...
I'm not selling him. It's a free hit.
No.
He's coming back in my team next week. I've not sold him.
You have temporarily
sold him. You've got plenty of money for him as well.
You've got to bring him in.
You've got about 13 million.
You just care about beating me this season, even though I've not been trying for the last 6 months.
You have to own him all season. You must own him all season.
But this is all. I was just going back to delve into.
You're like Giggs. You're hollow man.
I don't.
It's a deal. Haaland must
I think
be
it's
in.
The third season I've said where, like, next time I see you, I'll be ahead of you. Mm. I've done it two seasons ago.
The wheels come off.
I love living in your
head. Unless it's top 10k in law.
Exactly.
The wheels always come off.
You could be first next season. I could be 7 million. And I will just slowly tick away. And you'll be sat there going, oh, man's not done very well this week.
Man's not.
And then every week you'll be like, oh, shit. You're looking, oh, here he is. Oh, here he is again.
It's a deal, says that verbiage on the question. Is definitely set up to allow Haaland out. Look at the question.
How have you written it, you scumbag? What have you put here?
Can you not? Why is it not coming up? It says, should Ash be allowed no Haaland on a free hit? That makes sense, don't it?
No.
Yeah, it does.
What? Double negative.
Should I be allowed no Haaland?
Well, no's winning at the minute, so that's good news.
Haaland must be in your team.
No. Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Wait, what does no mean? If no wins on the poll, does that mean I'm allowed him?
No.
Wins means you have to have Haaland.
What's
yes, I should be allowed no Haaland. And no, I shouldn't be allowed no Haaland.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Should you be allowed no Haaland?
Yeah, should I be allowed no Haaland?
So the question is... Why have you written it so weirdly?
It makes perfect sense. Guys, does the question make sense or not?
It's no. The answer's no anyway.
He's got to be on your bench.
Oh, it's what? 50% now.
He has to be back there.
Back on tonight. Right, close the vote. Close
on,
the vote.
Guys.
Done.
Don't end the poll.
You have to have Haaland.
No, that's
we did bollocks. A vote. We did a vote. You lost.
No.
It's done. Right.
No, 52%. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Ash.
Come on.
No.
Oosh.
What aren't you getting?
Should I be allowed?
Yeah.
No Haaland.
And the answer is no.
Yeah, no, you but can't it's a double have, negative.
No, you can't
so
have
so no.
So no Harden,
really means yes.
So you do
no,
have to have Harden.
No, no, no.
So
you got to keep you got yes it's means not that I'm confusing. Not allowed to Harden, but it's no not means that, I am allowed Harden.
No, it's not that confusing. It says, is Ash allowed no Harland?
Does Ash not
allow... Does your team currently have no Harland? Yes or no? Does your team currently have no Harland? Yes, it does. So if you can't have no Harland, you have to put him back in. Thank you. Right, James, we don't need another one.
Why are you shouting at me?
We don't need another one. It's done.
Why are you shouting at me?
Fellow, I like it. Ash's free hit team is like winning the lottery, but choosing to live in Luton.
There you go. So yes, I can take Harland out. Lovely. Old tight 3C. Nice try, mate. Got to try it, yeah. What's this new poll?
I don't know. James is trying
Does
to help
Does Ash
out.
Have to have Harland in his team, even if a free hit team? I don't like your verbiage on this.
Is that a word, verbiage?
Well, it's a deal said it, so I'm sticking by
end
that.
The poll. End the poll, quick. Just end the poll now. It's done. We've, 3 votes, 100%. It's conclusive.
Cool.
Done. Right. There we go. 69.
It was closer than you thought, though.
69, 30. 10 people voted real quick.
Yeah, but if you let that poll run, I'd have won.
No. It would have got worse. Right. Let's have a look. Anyway, that's your team. Let's have a little look at my team. So this is where... We currently are. It's not been great. It's not been
this
great.
This is where we go from Alvin 58, to Harrods.
We got the same amount of points. And
without
you
a minus 16. So that's without a minus 16.
Oh, all right, yeah.
There fair. You go. This is much better. Look at that.
What I am hoping for is...
Marino.
Timber. Well, Marino return. Obviously, he got the assist. He could have had more.
Yeah.
But I feel sorry for the Saka captainers because he should have
so
had
bad,
a hat-trick.
Mate. So bad.
It was unbelievable.
Not very good, that Saka, is he? He's you know who I like? I like the dark Saka at Chelsea.
Who?
The new Saka.
Who's that?
You not seen the new Saka?
No.
Tyrick George?
No.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, he's good. But
the dark Saka?
Yeah, the dark Saka.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why he's is it like, the dark Saka?
Well, you know, like Pokemon cards, you get like Charizard, and then you get dark Charizard. It's like a special edition.
Is dark Saka Daka?
Have you not seen? Can we pull up Tyrick George? Can we get a picture?
Dark Saka's Daka. He's already, he was a lesser forward.
While you knew that, Saka was ridiculously unlucky.
Mm.
Or he's just not very good.
I mean, when I saw him go off for the 57th minute, I didn't have him. I was like, yes,
hey, look.
Get in there.
Oh my See? God, yeah, he does look a bit like him.
I told you.
I thought you were being racist, but there we go.
Yeah, okay, me. Okay.
doing all those Jamaican accents at the top of the show. Well.
Exactly.
I'm a disgrace.
I'm gonna mansplain you now. You can be racist as well.
Huh? Yeah, I do get a pass.
Can't do that. You're like that.
I do get
you're
a
like
pass.
That
which one?
That guy in a turban who hangs out with Tommy Robinson.
Which one?
Tries to make out, and then they use him as like a little puppet.
Exactly, yeah.
You know the one who goes to all the marches? Like all of the racist
He's
marches.
Not racist.
I don't know, I don't watch all that stuff. You do though.
He's you from like Luton, Tommy. Mate. It's funny. Oh,
yeah.
Right. Big up Tom.
Anyway, this is what we got going on. We basically need some sort of Marino masterclass against Palace, whilst at the same time, Munoz and Henderson don't get absolutely obliterated. Hopefully, Munoz and Henderson get subbed off at 60 minutes.
Oh,
and
that'd
Marino,
be glorious. That'd
and then
be
Marino
glorious.
Goes on a rampage and scores a
Well, I think with Munoz, like, you know, he gets an assist tomorrow night, he gets a goal.
Yeah, it can all work
you
out.
You know, he's done his bit, he's got a clean sheet.
I've had Timber for a little while. Yes. He's been ticking along. He's a bit disappointed he didn't play last game. So I hope he does get a start. I think he will.
Do. He
I think
should
he will.
Do, yeah.
I think
They're Ben White. Going to rush Ben White back.
Yeah, not two games in a week is quite a lot for Ben White, I think. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're set up nicely.
I love the Marino pick. Love it. This is a proper team. This is
a template, bro. This is the most boring team.
How is it template?
What's the percentage?
Captain Marino.
Yeah. If it was template, it would have Captain Saka.
That's template. I think Marino's EO was like 89% or something this week.
Nah, allow it, bro.
No.
What's Gen Z what? For talking crap or
I don't
rubbish?
Know.
Talking. You're
cap.
Chatting feces.
Cap.
You're low
Man's
key, bro.
Man's chatting
bruv.
Cap.
You're low key, bro.
Low key chatting.
I always capping, Ash. Right.
Wow, you always.
And this is your team.
I mean, this is. I haven't really thought too much about. I'm gonna have a real play, but what I do know is Harvey Barnes and Jacob Murphy. Why wouldn't you?
Barnes is getting dropped.
Why would he?
Gordon's coming back.
Excuse me. 4 goals, 2 assists in the last 5 games.
Yeah, but Anthony Gordon's better.
He is hella hot, mate.
Yeah, but Anthony Gordon's volcanic ash.
He isn't.
Gordon's better.
He isn't.
In every way.
He isn't.
He is.
No.
Anthony Gordon's a better player than Harvey Barnes. 110%.
No.
Well, that's why Anthony Gordon gets picked for England and Harvey Barnes don't.
Oh, that's because there's an agenda against
agenda.
Harvey Barnes.
Yeah.
Question for you, Rupert.
Yes.
Not. We're talking FPL at the minute.
Yeah.
Luis Diaz.
Yes.
Worth a risk?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Definitely.
It's very tempting.
Over the last, as you know, I like to look at the data. He's like one of the highest over the last 4 weeks for expected assists. He's selfish. He's worth a shot. Tottenham are a dire straits. Oh, yeah.
What's an expected assist?
Danny Welbeck.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
Template.
Who they play? Oh, West Ham.
Well, it's between him and Wood.
Oh, Chris Wood.
I know he's your guy, isn't
he? Yeah. But if he wasn't, then I'd probably pick Welbeck.
I need a real... I'm going to have a real think about this, but it's probably like 80% of the way there.
With a free hit, you've got to be in for a penny, in for a pound.
Where's Cunha or Strand Larsen?
Cunha could get sent off.
Wolves are in top form.
Yeah. Well, he had his audition for United on Sunday. It was his opportunity to say, pick me, I'll come and play for you guys.
And he scored, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Who scored for Wolves? Sarabia, weren't it?
Yeah, it was. So,
that free kick.
Yeah,
but that showed real class to let Sarabia take the free kick.
It's not at all, man.
He was sharing.
I remember when I played against the team in rugby I wanted to go and play for the following year, I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Why,
I got
so
sin-binned in 10 minutes. Yeah. I would never let this guy.
So you'll come and get me, please. Yeah. Is that like when Arsenal played Barcelona and Henri stayed on the pitch, shaking hands with everyone and working himself a little move?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't want to go template. I do want to throw in a few curveballs. So we'll see how it goes.
The only curveballs are Semenyo, Evan Nilsson, and Welbeck. The rest are all very template.
Well, they'll all be on the bench, though. Now, I might go. I'll tell you what I do fancy. A little bit of Sessegnon.
Yes.
That trap.
But I don't know if he's going to be one of my top three. Like, I can't imagine playing him. Because like Everton aren't scoring goals, so I think fancy Cucurella, Van Dijk against Spurs, like, and then
could Liverpool win the league in this game?
They've already won it.
Yeah, they can. I think they can finish it off.
Okay.
What happens tonight, and obviously with Arsenal. But I think
Kirkes
against Man United.
I try to get Trent in there.
Yeah, but then I have to drop either Salah or Luis Diaz.
Yeah, drop Salah
or Virgil. You could drop Virgil.
The thing is, Conor Bradley's been doing really well, so I'm not sure if like Trent's
Mavadidi 100%.
100%.
Mavadidi spun Bradley 4 times.
Yeah, but it's not like Trent doesn't get beaten regularly, does it? So
he does. He's just a bad defender. He's just as bad as Bradley.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's not like a massive swing either way, but Trent obviously...
It is.
Well, at least I know Van Dijk
scores goals and gets assists.
Yeah, but I know Van Dijk's going to play.
I would go Sessegnon. But now, I'd go him if like it was on a wild card.
Whose team is this? Yours? Why are you not going for it? Why are you just trying to consolidate a top million rank or something?
You're 180k, aren't you?
I'm less than that now. I'm like 160k.
Last
2 weeks.
Are you trying to join me in the top 10k?
No, this
what do you mean? Your brother?
No, not my brother.
You've never had one.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
You know,
if I get it, it'll be amazing for the show to have one top 10K.
Two of us.
Between
an open top bus around London.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been so lonely.
Simply the best.
It's long being the only one in the room for top 10K.
Me and your brother.
I hate it.
Me and your brother just together, embracing, knowing that feeling, knowing what it's like.
Yeah.
The only thing is if my brother offers me...
I actually had an opportunity because I was looking at your rank earlier.
Oh my God. What else have you been looking at that belongs to me?
VPN. Right, so there we go. Let's have a look at Rupert's team. Now, he's on 64 points. He's a little bit above us.
There we go. Bench. I'm on the old Beatles.
Thanks.
Look at the bench, though.
Thanks in large to Wood.
Chris, Wood.
Saliba, Raya, Kirkes all doing bits for him. The bench boost.
Oh, potato star.
I mean, that's a little bit disappointing. Areola with the last minute clean sheet wipeout.
Yeah.
Livramento on there as well, obviously not ideal. Like,
oh, well.
But it's been a good week and there's still plenty to come. And obviously you've got captain on De Bruyne.
King Kev, one last time.
I just don't.
One final ride.
Well, he's starting tonight. So this is one last time. Not the greatest player in that Premier League, but one of the greatest.
Yeah, the greatest midfielder.
Hello, Paul Scholes.
Scholes, Gerrard, Lampard.
Gerrard gets close.
Paul Scholes.
What's
Paul Scholes is like
De Bruyne's
fourth.
De Bruyne is
fifth.
A brilliant.
Excuse
oh,
me?
Fifth. Come on.
You're talking waste man,
what?
Ruben.
You'd rather have Paul Scholes in your. In
any.
Your,
any
than
any,
De Bruyne.
Yes.
Yeah. De Bruyne.
You ask.
You lot are mental.
You ask. Listen to all the retired players. When they talk about player, who was the best you've.
Paul Scholes.
Zidane says Paul Scholes was the best player.
Paul Scholes Zidane also headbutts people because they call his sister a slag.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to that geezer.
That's exactly.
Yeah, he's lost his head.
That's
mate.
Exactly the sort of loser behaviour I thought you would admire.
Nah, because exactly. He's lost. I would never headbutt someone for that.
People
I'd
who
rock
say.
Their jaw.
People who say that KDB is the best Premier League midfielder of all time.
All time.
Are people that are like trade FIFA cards and only just started watching in the last 5 years.
FIFA cards.
That sort of thing.
I don't do FIFA.
You just watch the clips. You don't watch how, like, Paul Scholes can see five or six phases in front of him. Pass here, pass there, move.
All Scholes does is just chip a 60-yard ball to the right and the left.
If you're talking about one of the best... One of the best...
No killer passes.
One of the best passers of a ball.
Who?
Kevin De Bruyne. One of the best passers of a ball.
No, I will show you. I'll show you Letounois when Paul Scholes started.
Letounois,
his England debut against France.
Yeah.
And he's got the ball like that. He's seen Ian Wright start a run, and he's just perfectly played it.
One pass,
one assist.
Is that better than all De Bruyne's passes combined?
And then he runs into the box, and he scores ones himself. Nice little counter-attack.
Letounois, yeah?
Letounois 97.
Yeah.
Letounois. Where Roberto Carlos scored that free kick.
Yeah. So who's Letounois play for then?
We played Brazil, France.
Why are you not getting what he's saying? What? He's taking the pee out of you.
I need a translator.
He's saying, who does Letounois play for? As if it's like some Anthony Letelet.
Or
Adam Lafondre or something.
Thomas Letounois.
Okay. Sorry. You are low key.
Mike Hammond says, Paul Scholes sucks toes.
All right.
Bruno's never sucked a toe on camera.
Mike Albin probably thinks Robert Perez is the greatest midfielder of all time, but there we go.
But I'll tell you, like, Steven Gerrard, like, but he ran games. I don't think, I've seen Kevin De Bruyne have some brilliant games, but I don't think he's ever grabbed a game by the scruff of the neck.
Ran up the game. He's done major bits.
In what?
I don't think I've ever seen.
In Premier League, maybe.
Huh?
Premier League, maybe.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but in Premier League, but I don't think he's ever, like, Steven Gerrard single-handedly dragged Liverpool to a Champions League.
Yeah, that Olympiacos goal.
KDB surrounded by the best players.
De Bruyne's won the Champions League.
Just.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Kevin De Bruyne make a tackle.
John Stones ran that midfield.
You don't need to. Because it's positional awareness. You don't need to make a tackle. You play football the
right
way.
Rude boy.
Football the right way. You never have to tackle.
Okay. When Man City won that final against Inter Milan,
John
Stones was their best midfielder.
Old tight Johnny Stones.
I think De Bruyne, surprise, went off injured.
And I think you'll ask John Stones.
He did, because Phil Foden came on.
Yeah,
I think if you ask John Stones, who he's learned the most off in his life, he'd say Kevin De Bruyne.
Of course, that's his age. Yasser says, what's Nick talking about? Gerrard was the reason behind two of the goals Milan scored. Bit harsh.
Yes, Yasser.
Bit harsh.
And he's never won the Prem.
People do say that.
Slipped up, about
that. They say that night in Istanbul. They go, what was your refining memory of that night in Istanbul? People do say, well, it was Gerrard cocking it all up, wasn't it?
He did cock it up. He put his team in a
hole.
Wouldn't
have been in that position if it wasn't for them.
He had to drag him out of that because he put him in it. KDB for the win.
Right. And obviously, at the minute, this is what you're walking into.
What's happened to your screen resolution? It's very squished.
Okay. So I'm planning against the tide to not free hit this week. I can make two free transfers, get rid of Sar and Mateta, play with 10, and Bremer and Visser in, and just leave it, and then hope there's a nice big crunchy double somewhere else.
You fancy Bremer and Visser?
Yep.
Wissa.
Yep.
To go to Forest.
Yep.
Where they've conceded only 12 goals at home.
Yes, sir.
And get some points.
And Bremer is the guy that can do anything, to be fair.
I see.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Well, I mean, Tottenham had a right old crack of them last night. I mean, if Visser and Bremer were playing in that game, they would have scored.
Tottenham?
Did you watch the game?
Tottenham
last
are
night?
Like fourth bottom.
I know.
Forest do have that one odd game where they just get absolutely battered, didn't they? Who was it that beat them like 5 or 6 earlier in the season? Was it Brighton?
No, Brighton beat them.
They beat Brighton. Was it Bournemouth then?
Yes, it was, but their place,
There was definitely like a crazy like amount of goals conceded.
I'm up for it. I think just this week, if we could just hold my nerve and then 35 or 36 might have some
hold
crunch.
Your nerve?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not batting for a century for England in the cricket.
No, I'm trying to get
not on
top,
99.
I'm trying to get
out.
The top 1 million of
FPL. Hold my nerve. It's not that deep, guys.
What's it?
It's no, only a game show.
One,
put up a real
three,
good
four,
fight.
Five, six, seven. Yeah, sorry, nine. Thank you, fella. Shit. Shit. So minus four and I play with nine.
You're going to play with nine?
Yeah.
Zero,
two. I'll be all right, that.
Well, I think you could get through it. There's plenty of players that scored two points that people are bringing on a free
this,
hit.
This, so. Could be the, this could be the week that I overtake you.
Oh, allow it, Ruben.
On my Haaland field free hit.
Yeah, exactly. Allow it, bruv. Allow it. Okay. You are not even mugged still, bruv.
Well, that's the end of...
I might bring in Latunde.
That's the end of that
That's
chapter.
The end of that.
Is he really going to do it?
It's time, Ash, that we have a little look at wherever it's gone.
I love all these buttons.
Here we are. Found it.
You sent me it, by the way.
Oh, the Legends League.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Well, this is the overall.
From last week. Is that last week's one?
There's an easy way of seeing.
You've had a mare. That's last week's.
That's last week's.
You've had a mare.
That's last week's. Let me tell you, it's surprising of this week, all the weeks, that I haven't sent it, because I'm actually riding high.
There you go.
So
This is typical of Nick. He's the most underprepared host of any show ever made.
Ash, tell the people about our sponsors.
Shout out to our sponsors, SFS. They kindly sponsor our Juice Legends League for the season. And the winner of our Managers of the Month will receive a signed and framed jersey of their choice. Whatever's whatever's in stock applies, of course. But they will get the choice of their shirt, and we'll wrap it up real nice, send it to their front door. And yeah, they're amazing sponsors. We love them. They love us. They're like really good people. They're really great people. And yeah, you can give them a follow on the socials. They're on Instagram. They do have their own website. You can use the promo code JUICE20 if you'd like to check out on any of their merch, and you get 20% off. But yeah, shout out to SFS. What does SFS mean again?
Oh, well, you must surely know.
I thought I did. But you weren't here last week, so can you just remind me what it means? What
three words for you, Ash.
Yeah.
Three words for you.
Yeah.
Shiitake fungus sauce.
Yeah.
Now,
I like a mushroom sauce.
You like shiitake mushrooms.
I do like shiitake.
I do.
Oh, Reading.
Now, I could be wrong, but I believe SFS is an old wooden ship used during the Civil War era.
Incorrect.
That's not right.
It's shiitake fungus.
It used to be. Now I changed it.
Obviously, I'm doing the Anchorman. I'll get Red Star.
We know that, you know.
Get frosty.
How we deal with shiitake in 2025 is very different. Of course, we know it's a macrofungus from East Asia. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
You know, I always say it's a whole thing. It is. And interestingly, Declan, you know, from goes back to his grandfather in the early 40s. He was in Japan.
Yeah.
And he actually set up... Actually, shiitakes were really taking off at this time. It was just very, very popular in Japan. We wanted to bring it across to Europe. And he set up two factories. Okay.
Two.
He set up two factories in Japan, one in Hiroshima, one in Nagasaki.
Why them two places?
He looked on a map, good infrastructure. Yeah. Great infrastructure for delivery trade routes in and out of Asia.
Oh, fair.
So anyway, he set up Hiroshima, SFS, and Nagasaki, SFS. What could go wrong? Well, I'll tell you what went wrong. Actually, of course, Little Boy and Fat Man came along, didn't they?
Who did?
Not that other FPL podcast. I'm not talking about them. Who? Little Boy and Fat Man are, of course, the two bombs dropped on about? Hiroshima and Nagasaki because... Ash, as you know,
I do know.
You know what happened in the Second World War, and it was a whole thing. don't need to tell you. So unfortunately, Enola Gay flies. You know Enola Gay, don't you? Obviously, not just a song, of course. The song was about the Boeing airship that dropped the bomb. anyway, and at the time, Prime Minister, you know, Prince Funimori Kano, because this was during, you know, there was sort of a dual role. Hirohito, of course, you know about Hirohito. You know, he was ruling the empire.
He was when he ruled it.
But sadly, what happened was the bombs were just specifically Americans, we know what they're like. They just like burgers and fried food. Yeah. They're not really connoisseurs. They probably don't even know what a shiitake mushroom is. Yeah. So in 1945, contrary to popular belief, there was a whole thing. It wasn't Pearl Harbor. It was nothing to do with Pearl Harbor. They were willing to let that slide, if anything, America. But what they weren't willing to let slide was SFS's trade routes running through Europe, delivering shiitake mushroom sauce to what was effectively going to be the east side, you know, the New York. There's a whole thing. They were going to deliver all the mushroom sauce into New York. Yeah. The Americans did it. Well, it was like the tea party, but it was mushroom sauce. And effectively, they just bombed them. They dropped two atomic bombs on the factories.
Oh, shit.
Millions died. The Americans didn't care about that. They just wanted to stop the shiitake mushrooms. So it wasn't until many years later in a cultural revolution that we saw pan-Asian food across Europe. And now it's very much in the ascendancy again. But it took a long time to get over those bombings. So after that, the factories were decimated. Yeah. Declan Grandad said to, you know, his partner at the time, what the bloody hell do we do? And he said, we just sell some signed football shirts. So that's what they did.
Oh, so that's...
That's what they did.
All right. So all right. But because that's what I was kind of referring to, the second bit.
Well, I always say it's about the journey,
you certainly took us on a journey there, Nicholas.
Just be aware.
I didn't know about that whole shiitake thing and shiitake getting wood too. Yeah, yeah. Is this why we call them mushroom clouds? Says Jamie Hayes.
Very good. Jamie says, spoiler alert there, Nick. I was up to 1944 in the Second World War book, mate.
Please.
Well, we won't tell you who ended up winning.
Classic Gen Z there. Classic Gen Z.
V-Gate Steer, Jamie. V-Gate Steer.
The only segment where we spend more time talking about the segment than actually doing the segment. Did we get the leagues or not? Oh.
Now look at this. Now, first of all, shout out to Chris Kemp, who's number one. But in second place...
Is he a member?
It's Rupert. And in third place...
There you go.
It's me.
There we go. Fist pumps.
Let's hope Chris Kemp's not a member.
Fair play to you, because this is the first time in 3 years your name's actually been on one of the
No, I've been up there. I came second 1 month.
Oh, you come second. Try winning one, Brev.
Well, if I did try winning one, I wouldn't...
Shit.
I wouldn't... If I did win one, I wouldn't pick a Luton shirt. I would not pick a Luton shirt. So let's see how this goes. Obviously, Tiggy Taylor's there.
Yeah.
Yelena. Oh, look at this. It's a who's who of friends of the show. Exactly. James Twiddy in sixth as well. Aaron Ewards in seventh. Colm's there in eighth. Look at this. Everyone's involved. Gareth.
Gareth G.
Gareth G. Geddes. Gareth
Geddes. That's Geddy FP, isn't it?
And that looks good. Looks
And Nihal.
Rupert, who are you going to pick for your shirt?
Are you a member?
Paul Scholes. I'm a member.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Because you weren't a member.
I pay my money each month.
When?
I pay my money each
month.
Ahead of this month?
Yeah, I pay my
money.
We need a VAR check.
Were you a member on the 1st of April? That's what counts.
When?
This month.
2025.
What?
This year.
I pay. Money comes out every month from YouTube. Yeah.
As long as you haven't become a member in the last 20 days, you're fine.
No.
Okay.
You've got to check it.
Lovely stuff. So
this is a membership. Here we go. There you go. FPLG show.
That doesn't prove
you've only
anything.
Just started
hold on.
You've only just started being a member.
Next billing date, 25th of April.
Okay, so you must have been at least 25th of March. So you're in. You're in.
You have to check though. he was sweating.
See, the problem is obviously now I'm thinking that I'll win it. So obviously I should go for Paul Scholes, but really I should probably go for Chris Woods.
De Bruyne.
Our Lord, our Saviour. When Noah was trapped in the whale, he turned his attention to the Lord, Chris Woods, our Lord, our Saviour.
Amen.
When you were 5.7 million from the world and Ash was 181K, you turned your attention to Chris Woods. Amen.
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 Shalom.
Have you had Chris Wood this year?
Shalom.
Yeah, when I was doing good.
Okay.
Okay. Right. It's time.
The fuck?
Do, 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 do. Oh, yes. I'm not a slag. I'm a total slag.
It's time for top three. The camera's died.
Oh, where's the camera's gone? Hello?
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
That's strange. James hasn't paid the electricity bill, maybe.
We're under attack.
Right, this top three. I wanted football presenters and pundits, not commentators, because that's a whole different ball game. Oh.
Football presenters.
Presenters / pundits.
What counts as a presenter? Like TV or radio or... Yeah, well, but does radio count?
You can have radio if you want.
It makes you happier.
Yeah. You're just putting together a
Nothing
top
makes
three.
Me happy.
Top three of people that are going to present. Right, let's have a little start with Rupert.
Yeah.
Who's your first... Who's your first?
What, pundit?
Doesn't have to be in order necessarily.
Pundit or presenter.
Okay. Either one. I just need your best three to make a...
Who's doing this poll? Me?
Yeah, but we need James to...
I'm going to go a little bit left energy. Field to begin with, because I want to build it up.
All right, fine.
So my first favourite pundit presenter, Gabby Logan.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
You like a bit of Gabs, do you?
I yeah,
she's very professional.
She is good. And do you remember when she used to do the football highlights when Match of the Day went over to ITV? She did that for those 2 years.
No, not really. Okay. She was always, like the sub, like the assistant head teacher to Gary Lineker.
So if
Lineker weren't there, she would always come in. And then they started like doing Match of the Day 2 and stuff. And then like other people were getting a gig. But she doesn't just do the football. She also does like the Olympics.
She does the rugby.
Does she do the rugby as well?
Yeah, she did a passionate thing on the Six Nations, because the Six Nations, they want to try and move off like BBC and ITV. And I'm like, well, don't do that, because rugby isn't, you know, it's not.
It's the people's game.
As long as
you went to private school.
Pretty much. We are a welcoming clique. So.
But you're top three.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
of all
up.
Time. Because. Don't you think she's a little bit lacking?
No, you can leave her in. You can leave her in. We can come back to you next one.
She lacks a little bit in personality. For me, I think she does.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. The point of this bit, Ash.
Everyone's got their own opinions.
Yeah.
You know. So let Rupert have his. Yeah. I like it. It's a great pick.
I'm just offering.
All
just
right.
Saying.
Let's see who your first entry in.
McCoist.
Ali.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, no.
Ali McCoist. I do like him.
Is probably my favourite, actually.
What, of all time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really care. I've just gone straight in hard and deep and fast with Ali.
Nice.
Luton style.
Right. Luton style-y.
Fair enough.
Not only is he extremely insightful, but he's also passionate. His timing's impeccable and he's legit a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's really funny too. Okay. I could listen to him talk for all day. And it's a shame he didn't say that about commentary, because I love it when he's on commentary.
He's great.
Too.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Sorry.
Do you remember when he did Question of Sport with John Parrott in the 90s?
Michael.
He's funny. He's funny.
Matt Damon.
He does support. Like, he supports all the English teams in... Like, you can tell he's cheering them on.
He's just one of the lads down the pub. He's like, oh, that's a good goal. That's a good goal. And all that.
Unbelievable player as well.
Yeah, oh, he was, yeah.
What, was he Welsh, yeah?
He was Welsh, yeah.
Yeah. He's from Cardiff.
Yeah. There you go.
FPL Discomfort says, switch to TV now, I'm home. And good to see your adult diaper sponsorship came through. Great work by BLG to secure it last week.
Mm.
Bottom left guy.
Mm. Oh, this is quite good actually, because I think Gabby Logan and Ali McCoy.
Thank you for that, Kieran James.
They're the wrong size for me. I needed large.
Yeah, very good. Very good discomfort.
Thank you.
It's ironic because that will probably give you discomfort wearing them.
Yeah.
Hey.
I will give you my first one.
Yeah.
He's an absolute legend. I've gone for a classy pick from the bat.
Classy? Straight off.
Classy guy. You can see him sitting there at an Italian cafe. You already know who I'm going to say.
Oh, yes.
Sipping a cappuccino, reading the Corriere della Sport, yes. The pink paper.
Oh, Richardson.
It is, of course, James Richardson. Mm. What nice. A guy.
Does he still do this?
Yeah, he does on some other channels.
He did the Fest, didn't he?
But in terms of like still mainstream.
I asked him at Fest to take a picture of me and Kelly Summers. He wasn't happy. He was like, picture of me? No,
you're all right.
He is a legend.
On your bike,
he is an absolute legend. And I think him anchoring a show, he's intelligent, knows what he's talking about. And it's just like a warm blanket around you when you hear his voice. Just takes you back to being a teenager watching Gazza.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, I wasn't born until 2000s, but,
I can only really remember him on the Channel 4
show. I remember him on Channel 4, Saturday morning. Yeah.
Lazzo. And on the Sunday, did you not watch the Sunday afternoon games as well?
Nah, not really.
You just watched the magazine show, Gazzetta.
Nah, I know you love him because you've talked about him many, many times.
So good. Right, Rupert, who's your second pick?
Oh, I'm going to go for someone a little bit old school. Again, going back to that, you know, that voice.
Any Aluko?
Aluko?
No, you hear it.
Oh, I think you're going to pick who I...
You're going to go AH, aren't you?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You hear his voice.
You're going to pick for...
You hear his voice, yeah. And you think football. You think 90s. Think, oh, the good old days. Des Lynam. Deslam.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Shouldn't you? Yeah, exactly.
What a guy.
What a guy.
The moustache. Can we make sure we have the moustache, the full glorious moustache of Des Lynam in the photo, please, James?
Look at him. He hasn't aged a bit either. I mean, he's looked about 60 for the last 40 years as well.
So. It's crazy that he kind of... Because when he was presenting the shows and you thought he was about 60, he was like 30.
He was 45.
So he's like literally a year older than me, but he looked like...
He looked past.
He looked like he'd been retired for 10 years. It was unbelievable. He was so good and so composed.
Yeah.
There's so many good stories about how things would get dropped on him in the middle of a broadcast and he'd just freestyle and it just go, you never know. He was like a glorious swan gliding across and the little legs under the water, Ash. Yes. You know that analogy?
Yes.
What, little swan legs?
Little swan
legs. I heard he got told to do like a Jamaican accent. So I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Little swan leg, man. Where is
he? Beautiful choice. Yeah. Beautiful choice.
There you go. Look at that photo.
Ash?
Yeah, I'm going to go... we could do presenters of things as well, yeah?
Well, football.
Yeah.
Can't be like Floella Benjamin, because she used to present Playbus or whatever. You've got to pick something that's...
who's the blonde one who used to do TalkSport and now does ITV and that?
Oh, Laura Scouse.
She must be real... She must be really...
Kelly Cates?
One of your favourites.
Yeah.
One of your real favourites, if you don't even know her name.
Yeah, what's her name again?
Laura Woods.
Someone help me out. Laura Woods.
Laura Woods.
Yes, Laura Woods. She's really good. I like Laura Woods.
Okay, what is it about Laura Woods that you like?
She's very, very good at her job.
And I'm not actually being sarcastic. I think she's very good.
She is
very
good.
She knows her stuff.
She is very good.
But why have you gone for her?
She's the reason why I enjoyed listening to TalkSport so much with her and Ali McCoyston.
Yeah, they're good together.
Because them two bounced off each other so well.
She'd be like, oh, hi, welcome to TalkSport.
No, it was
nothing to do with that. I'm all right, pal. How you doing? Oh, I've got a wee betters and tear. You looking forward to the football this weekend? I can't wait.
It was only good when Alan Brazil.
Wish.
And to be fair, I've seen her shut up some of the stupid...
Callers. Yeah, she's great.
Some of the stupid misogyny and sexism.
She takes no prisoners.
But from the presenters as well. I can't remember who. I think it was Alan Brazil the other week was going off on one about...
No, it was
someone else.
Was that someone else?
That was Ahern.
No.
It was Siobhan Ahern.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, really? No one wants to come and watch Man United play women.
Yeah. He's an absolute...
I like Alan Brazil.
I can't stand him.
But he's like clearly an alcoholic. Like,
have you seen the clip of him in the police station?
No, I think I have. But like every day, 6 till 9:30. As soon as that show finished at 9:30, him and Ray Parler straight in the pub. And I had David Ginola on like at nine o'clock.
It's true.
Allegedly once.
They film it.
And at 9 o'clock in the morning. And He's like, he goes to David Chanel, like, oh, what are you doing after this, David? You're going to go down the pub, have a couple of drinks. He's like, no, I'm going to go and do a day's work. Yeah. So I'm not. I'm straight down the pub.
Like, when he used to do, was it Cheltenham?
Yeah.
When he used to do Cheltenham, he just wouldn't turn up.
Yeah. For work.
For work the next day, and they'd be like, where is he? Yeah. He's just like, hangover. Yeah. He is like, and he looks like, recently, someone put a picture of him.
He looks like he's about to explode.
There was a guy, like, the last guy alive who, like, survives in an iron lung. James, see if you can find this photo. Put the last man to live in an iron lung. Do you know what an iron lung is, Ash?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the people that do the Iron Man competition.
That's exactly
the way they breathe.
So it's good basically... air capacity. It's basically like
VO2
their lungs
max.
Don't work. So they have to live in this like constructed like tank just to be able to help them breathe. So it's like not real, like any life at all. Yeah. Someone put this picture, he died recently, I think. And someone's like, it's amazing that he still manages to host a daily talk sport show. It looks so much like him.
I thought that was him.
Mate, look at it again.
Oh, no.
James, let's have it up, please. Ash missed it.
No, I didn't see it. I thought it was genuinely him.
Look at that.
Oh, it looks exactly like him.
8:20 on TalkSport Radio. Anyway. We're sponsored by Gillette Razors. Anyway. What are you doing after the show, David? You're coming down the pub for a wee drink with us.
Right, my next one. I feel like I was going
to... You need to find the photo of when he played and how he looks now, and he looks like he's about to explode.
Oh, dear. I was going to go Des Lynam, but I'm quite glad you've got him. Because mine, I wanted a bit of class with Des and James, but I want a bit of fun. I want a bit like you, Ash. I need a bit of a...
Some humour.
A pal down the pub that would make you laugh. Yeah. And I've gone for a guy who I think, if you're going to watch a football match with anyone, he would make it the most entertaining. Certainly an England game. Mm. I've gone, for everyone's mate, Ian Wright.
Ian Wright, right.
Oh, no.
He is, I'm not saying he's the most knowledgeable, but he does know stuff, but he is a proper nice guy and funny with it. And when he comes to, I want someone, I don't want to watch, like the amount of time, especially with England, and you just get these dour punt, like Mark Lawrenson doesn't even want to be there. And it's just like sat there like, man, like, well, if it goes to extra time, then I might not
well,
get
that's why
home
he's not,
for me
that's
cup
why he's
of
not
tea. I want someone who's going absolutely mental when England score. And jumping around the studio and enjoying it and getting involved and making it feel like, how would I, if I was there in that lucky position to be able to watch this whole World Cup, I want someone who appreciates it. And I don't think anyone appreciates his career, both in football and on TV, as much as Ian Wright.
I do agree, and I love that too. But when you're listening to a pundit talk about football, you don't want to just hear him cheering and see him.
He doesn't just do that. I think that's lazy.
You want to hear insight and an opinion and something that makes you think about that you've not really heard before.
Do you listen to Stick to Football? With Roy Keane and Gary Neville? He doesn't just, obviously they have good conversations.
I'd say he's probably the most like withdrawn on that. His personality doesn't come around as much on that because he's around larger personalities.
No.
But I do agree with you. He is probably one of the nicest guys, and he embodies the spirit of joy.
Yeah, great,
which is fantastic.
For me, great player, came from like really crap, you know, set up. Got to play for England.
What, Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace, Arsenal, blah blah blah. But that little group, I'm sick and tired of. They're just looking for clickbaits the whole time now.
Well, that is their job.
You know, Gary Neville, Roy Keane, as much as, you know, I hold them dearly, they're always like, this is Manchester United. I was like, if you really care about the club, if you really care about the club, you would go and you would go work for the club. And they'd be like, oh, I don't, go and be a kit man. Go and coach the under eights.
Why would Roy Keane, who got kicked out by Fergie, want to go back to Man United and be a kit man instead of host successful podcasts?
Because our club's on its knees. Yeah, and if he really cared about football, he'd be managing. So, yeah.
He did.
He weren't very good at it.
He was all right.
Those who can't teach.
Sunderland and...
Yeah.
He couldn't do it, mate.
I think that's a bit harsh. Right. Why should he? But, why should they go back? That's typical Man United. We're talking about United in a bit.
All right.
Typical Man United.
All right. Fine. But yeah, coming back to Ian Wright, I again, like, I see him on Match of the Day and he just sits in that category. Like, Man United get stuffed 5-0 by Wolves. What do you think of the game? And, oh, it's terrible. Man United can't defend and they can't attack. You don't say, Ian. You don't say. They don't sort of sit there and really go into, I want a pundit to show me something I can't see in the game.
But you can't have everyone the same, can you?
Yeah. Right. His insightfulness isn't quite there. But that's not why he's there. He's there for vibes energy. He's there for vibes and energy.
Well, that's why, like, Mika Richards has replaced him.
So is that your...
All right, Rupert. Who have you got then for your next one?
Presenter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so you've only got one more pick.
Two presenters.
Okay.
Out of your three.
Okay. All right. So we go for a pundit who brings up stuff that I can't see. Mm. He speaks so well. I think if I saw him in bed with my missus, I'd tuck him in and ask him what he wants for breakfast. He is the go, one of the greatest ever players in the Premier League.
Ooh.
Thierry Henry.
Great shout.
Like,
another
unreal.
One on my list.
Yeah, sorry.
So no, it's good.
Like, should have had a chat before.
No. I've got backups.
Good. Like it. Mm. Just unreal. When he does Monday Night Football, like the thing with Europe, I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know why.
He got heavily criticised for that.
Good on him. Wait, that's the thing. I want him like throw something out there.
Good.
Mm. Or like with the Amads, with the look, the way he touched the ball, and he's not looking. He's
Thierry Henry. He's allowed to have an opinion about football. And if the people don't agree, then
no, I think they're just saying he's picking on a young kid.
He's like principles of play.
He's picking on a football player. It's not about age.
The principles of play. We play compact, and then we play it like that. You're like, oh yes, Henry, yes.
The va-va-voom.
Yes.
Is it what he says or the way he says it?
Vivi, what is French for va-va-voom? Do you remember that Renault Clio?
Yeah.
I don't know to make the rules and.
He's not Russian, though.
He's Russian. He's half Russian. Thierry, his middle name's Dimitrov Henri.
Dimitrov.
Yeah, Dimitrov Henri.
Dimitrov.
Yes, Dimitrov. There you go.
That was the other place that SFS built a shiitake mushroom factory, actually.
There we go.
So look out for that in 2020.
Where did you get that? Was that like when you were on mushrooms when you came up with them?
Yeah. Like, he's regular on mushrooms. That's how he comes out of this
microdosing.
Stuff.
Microdosing.
Thierry Henry still got beef. Colm still got beef with Thierry Henry for that.
Oh, give it a handball rest, mate. Against God, Ireland. You sound like my mate's dad, who's Irish. He's like, Thierry Henry, he's a dirty bloody chief.
He is a cheater.
The one thing I'll say, the only thing I've not liked, I don't mind that he did it. What I didn't mind is he was the one at the end of the game going around like seeing all the Ireland players like, it's like,
it was our guilt.
Have some shame. Guilt. Just get off the pitch.
If Cole Palmer had done that against Spain in the final,
we would love it.
Oh, even the king would have been like, it's cold in there.
All right, Thierry Henry, nice. Ash?
Roy Keane.
Yes.
Roy.
I love Roy. Roy Keane. You don't hear any pundits talk the way Roy Keane does. Because he's so
a bit of character, a bit of character. Yeah. This is Manchester United. I might just push into someone, you know, to make me feel better.
You big baby.
Yeah, big
what a
baby.
Or
I mean,
that's his
job. Again,
that's his job.
He's just become a meme generator.
Yeah, but I love that. So, you know, he's got so many good sound bites. And do you know, I love timing. When you do something funny and the timing's just right. He does things where the timing's just so good. Like the joke where
he has a little giggle to himself.
He's like, but the joke where is it Jill Scott and she says about I smashed into Marlon Harewood.
How did the game
what
go?
What about the game?
How did the game go?
That's classic. That's my humour.
He absolutely put Mika Richards in his place at home. Like, I think it was maybe set up, but still favourable. I burst onto the scene and you know I was the next big thing. Like, did you burst onto the scene? Like,
yeah. Can I write that burst into
the scene? So, not many defenders burst onto the scene. the youngest player to play for England. I think that's bursted onto the...
I think he says what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
But he does it in a way that he can get away with it. And he's Roy Keane. Like, he's won everything.
Yeah.
I can't really argue with the guy because he dedicated his life to football, Man U, and he's won everything in the game.
It's so hard to like him, though, because of what you hear a lot of ex-pros talk about how he treated them when he was, like, managing as well.
Oh,
stuff.
Don't care. Yeah, but I'm not judging him as a
manager. That's what I'm saying. But kind of like, when I see him as a pundit, I think, he seems like an absolute legend. Like, I'd love to meet him. But then you hear like stories about when people have met him and he's actually been really
like horrible.
Yeah, not a nice guy. But his the persona on those shows is great. And I think he's one of the people, if you did see him, I don't think I would go up to say hi, because I think you just know he would not want that. People want a picture.
I think he's mellowed out with age. I do think the older he's got, he's not as stern-faced. He likes a crack. He's Irish. He likes a crack. He does. There was one where I saw him taking the piss out of Jill Scott and she had her makeup done. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, so he took four hours.
He's got bad. He don't care. If you're a woman or whatever, like, I'm going to banter you.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And I like his just to the point thinking. If your man you, he holds them to the highest standards, because that's the highest standards he set.
Yeah.
So if you aren't achieving that, he'll call you out for it. He's not going to hide behind it and go, oh, you know.
It's quite a celebration police.
For it. And is he?
He's celebration police.
Is he actually?
Do you remember Villa stayed up?
Oh, yes. Was like, oh, they're on the
changing.
Oh,
yeah, what they cheering? Oh, yeah.
Really? Really?
That's got to be tongue-in-cheek, though. I don't think he's
I think he thinks anything. Like, he was the same at Man United. They wouldn't celebrate, like, qualifying for Europe or, like, you know.
No.
If they couldn't finish second by a point, he's
when we won the FA Cup in 2004, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, we should be winning this and the league.
It's an obligation.
He's
my three. So, yeah, I've got Woods, Keane and McCoist. I think that's a decent trio.
I think my one is not gonna be that popular, only because of age, because a lot of people won't remember it, but Saturday mornings... And
it's not Stuart Hall, is it?
Saturday mornings and afternoons through all the games on radio, Five Live, I think it was.
Yes. Oh, well, I think I know. Oh,
Danny Baker.
Oh, okay.
Who did you think I was going to say?
Jim Rosenthal.
Oh, no.
But that's because, you know, obviously me and him were good mates and he interviewed me after I did bring Haaland in for game week two.
But Danny Baker, just so funny, loves football, obviously massive Millwall fan, but gets football at all levels, I would say. And just very funny. And he was great. And the one time, I can't remember which World Cup it was, a few years ago, but he just happened to be there at the time and they pulled him in for an interview. He was like a breath of fresh air because everybody was full of like Lawrensons and Hanson, whatever. They got Danny Baker in and he was just saying exactly what every England fan would have been thinking. And it was so much more refreshing to have someone who actually understands what fans saying. Did the own goals and gaffes videos as well. Everyone had those as a kid.
What I liked about those days as well is they weren't constantly looking for clickbait. They were looking for a proper conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me about Sky Sports now. Like, if Man United gets stuffed 7-0 by Liverpool, you can see them, like, rubbing their hands like, right, Neville, you've got to say, the manager's got to stay, and Carragher, you've got to go for him and say, you're fucking bonkers. And then it's just, like, 10 minutes of going backwards and forwards. And there's no, like, proper debate anymore. Mm-hmm. There's not, like, what do you think they did well today? Well, I thought they played 4-4-2 in attack, but they should have played 3-5-2 in attack, and they should have played 4-3-3. And what do you think? There's no real debate anymore. And that's what kind of winds me up. They're just thinking, let's have a spaff. Mm. Let's have some clickbaits. You go on FPLG semi-casual and say, Haaland, he's going to get found out. He's not going to be as good. It's going to be a 10-second clip. You just keep reeling it off. So, you know.
I do agree with you to some extent. It has become about views. And the things that get the most views are when people clash and debate. When they have a spark of...
Yeah,
you think this and I think that, and the bosh, just go at each other.
Yeah, well, if you to go off piste a little bit, we'll bring it back to football. But like Question Time now, it's an hour long. You've got a presenter. You've got like six experts. Each pundit or whatever you call them has 3 minutes. So all they're going to do is go on and just go, oh, get Brexit done. And someone's going to go, oh, I'm going to remain. And and there's no real proper debate anymore. And
well,
it's
also
the
people that they have on the panels aren't. They used to be like. What you would say, experts.
Exactly. Now they're like the people's revolt. But we'll bring it back to football. So,
all right. So there we go. There's the top threes.
Question Time, yeah.
Man's into politics.
You love that? Yeah. All right.
There's the top threes. Let's put it to the vote, Ash.
Yeah. Poll started, guys. Make sure you vote for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, did you see what we did last week on top three?
Internet video. Memes. I did see it. Was it memes?
Really
I thought it was videos.
Really
I was watching the clips
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do
the best top three of the season?
Did you do the one with that guy on his wedding day? You know, where he like turns around and he starts crying. His mate turns around and sees his wife, he's crying. It's like the best moment of life. I feel so sorry for that bloke.
No.
Best moment of his life. And someone's just looked at that and gone, meme.
There's memes everywhere you look.
I know. But it's like with Keane when he talks about Ronaldo and he did that. I'm not too sure that was a clever move.
Yeah.
And Roy Keane's walked out and thought, genius. And someone's looked at it and gone, meme.
Yeah. Internet's so quick these days.
Right, right, right.
Can we get the waiter in here, please?
And it is time now. What? For the Tuesday.
Same again, young man, please.
Social. All right, then.
Nice.
So alrighty, first then. Up, we've got, talking of memes, it's a nice little Simpsons meme for you. So it's obviously showing we saw Burnley and Leeds United promoted back to the Premier League. They're just up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Mo, the barman, they're just chucking them out. And then before you know it, they're back in again. Are they going to bring something different this time? Or are they going to flop? It's going to be interesting. But it got me thinking, Ash. Mm. It got me thinking.
I love it when you start thinking.
I know.
It's when you speak that pisses me off.
I thought this is a good little discussion topic. Of all the teams that have been in the Premier League, what do you think, like three, if you could pick three teams to be promoted back into the Premier League?
What, right now?
Right now. They don't have to be in the Championship. Can be like from below if you just have fond memories of them. And
like next season, if we're doing this, you could pick Luton,
This a lot of thought. Yeah. And Luton obviously was my first pick, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
Now, I've given it more thought than that, believe it or not. Now, can I include Leicester City in this? Despite the fact they got relegated, they're getting relegated this season.
No.
Because they won't be in the Premier League next season.
No.
No?
No.
So I can't include Leicester.
No.
And the reason I say that is because although they're going to be relegated this season, they've won the Premier League. It's an absolute disgrace that they're not in the Premier League.
Think of another team.
If you've won, exactly. And they're my second. Blackburn Rovers. Right. They should be in the Premier League.
Oh, don't say them.
They should. If you've won the thing,
yeah,
it's a disgrace for you not to be in that league anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. So Blackburn.
Yeah.
Would have been Leicester, but we're not. We're
the reason I say is I had Blackburn. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
I've got a cracker though.
They've got to be in there. So Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah.
Sunderland. Sunderland are a big club, and I feel like Newcastle need them.
Yeah. You want a rivalry. That was one of my reasons. Borough, maybe.
The Premier League's like a soap opera, and you need the little subplots and the little dramatisations everywhere. And Newcastle need Sunderland, and Sunderland need Newcastle, and that's a real heated like rivalry there. So I would want Sunderland in there.
Yeah.
And then the third one is kind of just like, I was looking at Birmingham City, big team, big club, big city.
Yeah.
Lots of rivals, Portsmouth. They gave me some good vibes back in the day with Crouch and Defoe and
the Redknapp era.
And they got the Southampton.
Stop picking on my team.
The Southampton, like Konecki, Bradford City.
Bradford? Oh, no, that's one team.
When I was growing up, it was Danny Cadamartery and Dean Windass.
No, they're only in the Premier League for two seasons.
But the one I've gone for is Bolton Wanderers.
Nice team.
When I was looking through all the leagues,
there's
just one badge that stands out as like just vibe city for when I was growing up in
Anelka,
the day. Anelka,
Juf, Ivan Campo,
Djorkaeff,
JJ Okocha.
Oh, just like so many good players. Like, mate.
So who are your three then?
Vibes
Blackburn,
Cartel. Blackburn,
Sunderland,
and Bolton.
Blackburn, Sunderland, Bolton. All right. Rupert, do you need a moment?
Yeah, I do, because I've just got to pick one more. Okay.
All right.
Cool. So first one, I think it'd be nice because he is a good bloke. He was a good Premier League player, not the best and never was the best. But it'd be good to see Coventry City back in the Premier League.
Oh, someone just mentioned Coventry.
That was one of my picks.
I've got a cracker though for last. Yeah.
Coventry was like Darren Huckabee. That's what I think of.
I think of Dion Dublin.
Yeah.
I think of Gordon Strachan.
Strachan.
Yeah. Who was Darren Huckabee?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry. Darren Huckabee. Niall, what's his name? Not Niall Quinn. The Irish forward. Robbie Keane.
Do you mean Noel Whelan?
Noel Whelan. Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, mate. What a player. Okay. They had some great players. Yeah. Steve Grizovich in goal. Big Oggy.
Mm. Yeah, we don't want Watford in the.
Watford hate?
Yeah.
No Watford.
Okay, so you got Coventry.
Cov.
No, now the next one, it's just popped in me because I needed inspiration. No, so this is more from an away day.
Mm.
And also, it's about getting this team from that part of the country back in because it's a bit So I've gone for Cardiff.
Cardiff
is just an amazing city. Mm. Like you leave, you can get the train there, and then well, you can get the train any of these towns, but you can get the train there quite easily from Reading, and then literally you get out, you've got walkabout, you've got spoons, you've got whatever, you've got Cardiff City Stadium, like a 10-minute walk. Yeah. Come back, have a great
this
night.
This is not like your favourite nights out.
But it's also like location as well because it'll be good to have a Welsh team in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Over Swansea playing devil's advocate? Because I always think of Swansea as the more classy football team.
I've always thought
they had better
I've always thought Newport was a classier team than Swansea.
I think no, because I'm just thinking about like location and night out afterwards as well. So Cardiff. And then finally, I'm so glad no one says this. It's a real cracker. So going back.
Yeah.
AFC Wimbledon. Crazy gang.
Niall Plume's just put that there, yes. That crazy blue shirt. That, no one else had.
Yeah. When they won it in 1990, when they were in the Premier League for that bit, it was just like, we'll take anyone on. But Vinnie also, Jones.
There was Vinnie Jones, but then afterwards, do you remember they had played like Oyvind Leonardsson and
Robbie Earl? Yes,
classy player. Robbie Earl, Stefan Okoku, Effin Okoku, sorry.
They had a decent keeper. What was his name? Sullivan.
Sullivan. Neil Sullivan. Yeah.
John Scales at the back before they sold him to Tottenham.
Yeah, Spurs. Yeah.
They had a really, really nice, like, team. Yeah. Did Hartson play there for a little bit?
Possibly.
John Hartson?
He was at Arsenal, Celtic. Maybe.
He was at West Ham.
Luton.
West Ham.
Anyway, all right. So there's your three.
Yeah.
For me.
Who's your three then?
Cardiff, Coventry and Wimbledon.
I've had to go to the well now. Because
The best ones have been
The best ones
have
gone. But let me tell you some teams that were in my head. First of all, probably like you remember growing up, that's the team I remember doing amazing when I was young, loved the kit, was the Owls. That Wednesday, mate.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday, big club.
Mm. Yeah.
Big club. And I feel like I prefer Sheffield United. Sheffield United, a very unlikable club when they were in the league. I just did not.
Well, there was all that stuff about that bloke, wasn't there, as well?
Which one?
In 2012.
Which one?
Guy got done for.
What?
Then he got cleared, didn't he?
Anyway,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Evans.
Yeah. Chad Evans.
Chad Evans, yeah. Oh, right.
For one, Sheffield Wednesday. Another team that play in blue and white, QPR, mate.
Yes.
Get QPR back in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I used to love QPR.
Why?
Just London club.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have any like...
West London.
Who was nostalgic good for them?
Les Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
They were a big club in the 90s.
Were they?
Peter Crouch.
Were they in the Premier League?
Trevor Sinclair's overhead kick.
Were they actually in the Premier League?
Yes,
bruv.
No, I'm sure it was in the 2000s, wasn't it?
They did both.
Because they had like Tarabt and that. Who was managing them? Who was managing QPR when...
Warnock.
Harry Redknapp. Oh, Warnock, yeah.
Warnock and then Redknapp after. And then the other pick...
Bristol City? No.
I mean, I'm between...
Stoke? No.
I'm between Middlesbrough and Charlton. I don't want it too London heavy.
Charlton.
So I don't know, but Borough.
Borough.
They were great, because I just think of Ravinelli and Emerson.
Jorginho.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why we go Borough.
What's his name?
Janino.
Janino. What did I say?
Jorginho's brother.
Janino.
I think you've got to go... I think the Premier League... This is a big statement.
Mm.
I think it's harder for a London club to win the Premier League because they have a lot more derbies.
Ooh.
I think teams bring themselves up. Because I think local derby, you think like Spurs, Chelsea, Arsenal, West Ham, there's so many rivalries and they all step their game up. It makes it tougher to go to those places and win. Newcastle, none of their rivals, they haven't got a rival match.
So by that logic, they should win the league then?
Yep. Well, they're doing, but they can say they're overperforming.
They've got no rivals, so they should win the league.
Why should they win the league?
They've got all easy games.
They've got easier games.
Well, then they should win the league then if they've got all easier games.
No, but maybe that will be the difference between Chelsea finishing one spot below them and Newcastle finishing one.
So if Chelsea and Newcastle swap locations on a map, who performs better in the league?
I don't know. It's an impossible argument. I'm just saying.
Shiitake.
Spurs will get battered by everyone and then if they play Arsenal, they might just raise their game 10%. That's all I'm saying. Same thing with Chelsea.
Yeah. One rival, though.
Newcastle don't have even one rival in the league.
Not at the moment.
This is what I'm saying.
But when they do,
this is what I'm saying.
Or Borough, if Borough ever get promoted.
Aston Villa. If I'm telling you, Aston Villa would have two harder games in the league if you swapped out West Brom, swapped in West Brom and Birmingham City for, let's say, Southampton and Leicester.
Yeah, it's hard. You have to look at it from both ways, because it's harder for Villa, but it'd also be harder for Wolves or whoever.
It would. But the net gain is for teams that aren't involved in those three way rivalries. See what I'm saying?
I do, but I think it's nonsense.
Well,
I would caveat that. I would caveat that as well and say that London clubs can attract better players from abroad. It's like, come to London. Yeah, I know London, rather than come to Manchester.
Yeah, that's to some extent, I would say. Yeah.
If you believe everything that all the Americans write on social media, you think you wouldn't last a day in London because you're going to be
stabbed,
shanked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry. What rude boy shanked?
Shanky.
Is that
it?
A good thing or a
shanky?
Depends if you've got your clothes on. Right.
Sheft.
Let's have. Sheft. Let's have. So that there we've got our team.
You actually say that? I'm going to chef you up.
Chef you up.
Okay. Hopefully
like Jamie Oliver.
Right. Exactly. Next one.
Deary me.
Yeah, talk to me.
Get rid of that one. Right.
Oh, God.
We're going to talk about May 9th. Right. Wolves. This is a stat for you.
Yeah.
Wolves were 18 points behind Man United when they hired their new coach at the same week Amorim joined United. Today, they're on the same points.
That's crazy.
So there's this kind of weird positivity spin that would make you think that, like, everything's all Ten Hag's fault. And
no.
Amorim's got it tough at the minute. He's just trying to steady the shit. But my question to you, Rupert, you're a Man United fan.
I am, yes. Been for
many. What on earth
Man United.
Is it ever going to get better for Man United? I can't see a single way that Man United can turn this around at all.
No. I mean,
like, and surely, are they going to give him money in the summer?
Well,
because you can't. They brought him in apparently with this. You know, this is the system he plays. He's said from the start, I haven't got any of the players I want to be able to play the system. So, don't expect too much. What's the plan? Yeah. And surely that means he's got to go out and buy like 4 or 5 first team players this summer, doesn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, he is riding on us winning the Europa League. I mean, if we finish 17th, but we win the Europa. But Arsenal finish second and don't win a trophy, you might say we've had a better season than
Absolutely
Arsenal.
Absolutely not. Europa League is, and I'm not doing it down because we bigged it up when we were talking about West Ham the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. Yeah.
And I think, you weren't. But I would say for West Ham, that's a good trophy to win. Yeah? If you're Manchester United, like, it's absolutely,
I don't know, I think
horrendous not to win it, really.
I think that's got some legs. If Man U win a trophy and
Arsenal
don't.
I know what you're
trying
to do.
Yeah.
If Man U win a trophy and Arsenal don't win a trophy.
Yeah.
Man U have had a better season than Arsenal.
That what's the reason,
that's actually
right?
Factual. That's correct.
We want to win trophies.
So you've achieved something.
And then you might go, oh, well, we're in Champions League. But if we win Europa, we're in the Champions League. So.
Yeah, but then that means just next year you're in the same position you but with a much less chance.
So we with that. I really want to understand the negotiation process. So they were like, Ten Hag, it was his time to go. And I think really, I mean, I heard rumours that they were trying to get rid of him in the summer. They were trying to look for a replacement. They couldn't find anyone. So they're like, hey, you've got to stay.
No, Jim Ratcliffe did an interview and said, didn't he?
Yeah,
said that we wanted to give Ten Hag a chance. And we know that was the wrong decision.
That was a great interview, to be fair.
Yeah. I watched some of it.
Listen to the whole thing. It's actually really interesting.
So they interviewed Ruben Amorim. And I'd love to understand the negotiation process. Like, look, you've got to come in. And he's like, well, I want to play 3-4-3. And I haven't got the players for that. Okay, well, you're going to have to grind out the rest of the season and we'll give you the players in the summer. They don't give him the players in the summer, then it's the club's fault. If they do give him the players and it doesn't work out, then it's time to go.
But surely as a manager, how many players does he need?
But
surely as a manager, you've got to be able to coach with what you've got.
Exactly. And this is the
point. I can only play that way.
Well this
I can't
is
play forward back. I don't know what's
going on. No, agreed. And this is the thing that really irritates me is that he's so stubborn with 3-4-3. But if you watch lots of teams now, like watch Arsenal, they'll play 3-5-2 and then they'll move to 4-4-2 and then they'll move to 4-2-1. This guy is so stubborn and he said when he started things
4-2-1 once VAR get involved, yeah.
Exactly. And it was like things are gonna get worse before they get better. I'm only playing this style. And that really kind of irritates me. In the summer, if he is backed and he gets the players he wants and we start to move somewhere, then fine. But It's a long process. I mean, it's one thing that kind of annoys me is people go, oh, I wish Ollie Solskjaer stayed. We were so much better. We didn't win a trophy with Solskjaer. We didn't win a trophy. If he wins a trophy in the summer, we've gone three seasons on the bounce with a trophy. Arsenal aren't winning the Champions League. And
but you do you not think, right? Yeah. Like, who won the Johnstones?
They're not.
Who won the Johnstones paint trophy equivalent the other day?
Peterborough,
right? Mm. You wouldn't say Peterborough have had a better season.
No, that isn't.
You can't compare the Johnstones.
Europa
paint.
League isn't a.
It's a European competition.
Arsenal cannot win.
Yeah, because they ain't in it.
That cup because unlucky. They're not in it because they didn't do bad enough to be in it in the first place. Yeah, but it's the same thing. You couldn't say. Oh, like who's overachieved this year? Who's done well? Would you say Palace, mate? Well, Villa. Arsenal. Let's say Villa, right? They ain't going to end up with nothing.
Yeah.
But they've had a nice Champions League run, made a lot of money. You couldn't say, I'd rather be a Peterborough fan because they won the trophy. Villa couldn't win that trophy because they're not in it.
That's an oppressive debate.
That's
a
pessimistic point of view.
But...
You're hating because Arsenal ain't going to win.
All right.
Bernardo Silva scored, guys.
Has he really?
First goal this season.
Not KDB.
No assist. Okay, thanks. So the bit for me is the... All right, save that. But some of the youngsters coming through, like Heaven, Euro, Ahmad, Obi-Wan.
Do you mean Heaven that was at Arsenal?
Yeah, but they're good players. They're good players. Yeah. Amas.
One night in.
The youngster. No, Amas. The left wing back. The Fredericks.
Amas, Ahmad.
So it's like...
But what about Hoyland? The ones you spent money on, Xerxes.
Hoyland.
I think there's a player in Xerxes.
There's a player in Xerxes. He's a poor man's Lukaku.
I think he's got there a little player.
Not for like the level that Man United want to be at. No. If he was like a Villa,
manager's so bad, look at the squad that you've got and be adaptable. You can't do what he's doing and expect the results to change. And you say that, all right, he's going to play 3-4-3.
And
they're going to need to buy players to fit that system.
Yeah.
How many players is he going to need? Four? Five?
No,
six?
I think he needs two.
And how much more money are they going to spend? And who else are they? And who are they going to get rid of? Who's going to buy these players?
All right, so he needs two wing-backs. He needs a striker and a goalie.
He just bought Dorgu.
All right, okay, one wing-back. One wing-back, a striker and a goalie. And I think...
He's got Dallow on the right side.
Do you not think you've just been throwing money at crap players for like so long? Like, do you not think...
He just got the goalie.
Like, well, this is the problem. Like our transfers in the last 12 years since Fogel left. No, like we could sign someone tomorrow and you know, it could be all over, you know, Twitter or YouTube highlight reel, and I'd be like, he'll flop at United. He'll flop.
I can't think of the last
Bruno
success.
Bruno, that's it.
Bruno, yeah.
That's it. De Ligt, there's a player in De Ligt.
But there was a player. He's only dropped down because of...
He's not better than Maguire.
Ahmad has been good. I love Harry Maguire's mentality, like how he's trying
Maguire,
to prove the haters wrong.
What a result to that game, though.
Yeah, so
that 5-4 game.
And that's the thing. If we win the Europa and we finish 17th, and people go, oh, well, it's only because Ipswich and Sunderland, not Ipswich, Ipswich, Southampton, Leicester have been flops, they haven't gone down. But we've won the Europa. I'll be like, I'll take that. Because... You know, you go to United, the stadium's falling apart.
Yeah.
We're running out of money. It's
it's literally just the definition of it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
But that is all it is. So it's going to be interesting what happens
if
this
you
summer.
Don't win the Europa.
Yep.
How do you see this season? How do you summarize
the worst season
in
ever.
History?
Yeah, worst season ever. Worse than when we got relegated in 74.
And how optimistic with this manager do you feel going into next season? If you don't win the trophy this season?
We've got to buy some players in the summer. We've got to buy players. He's got to
how
have
long
a
does
system.
He, how long do you give him? So he has a summer. He's not won a trophy this season.
Yeah.
He has a summer. He brings in 3, 4, 5 players.
Yeah.
Plays the same system.
Yeah.
Doesn't get off to a good start. 2-3 months in, mid-table.
I want to see the inputs. I want to say, like, all right, so, like, you know, first game of the season, we lose to newly promoted Burnley. We've had 15 shots on target, and the keeper's had a worldie and saved them all, and they've got a last-minute header. Mm-hmm. And if we have 3 or 4 games like that, I'm fine with that, because I can see us going in a direction. I want to see movement. I want to see counter-attacking football. I want to see style. So,
I would say Tottenham and Man United and to an extent West Ham are so lucky this season.
Yeah.
That there's been the three worst ever promoted teams.
Even worse than last season. And Luton were one of those.
But Luton put up a fight, in fairness.
In a few games.
They got some memorable moments. Like, these three teams come out and just been absolutely battered, left, right, and centre the whole season, offered nothing. Like, just pretty much gave up. Even if one of those teams had showed a bit of, like, you know, like when Bournemouth come out and, like, Burnley, to be fair, and, like, you know, had good results and managed to start, we'd be losing a big team this year.
Yeah. And as a Man United fan, I'd be gutted. But if I wasn't a Man United fan, I'd just laugh it up. It'd just be hilarious. You know, if Arsenal or Liverpool went down, I'd just be, so.
Mate, I never thought I'd see Man U this low in the table. Spurs, I can get okay with. Spurs belong down there, to be fair.
Harsh, right. So,
how are you feeling about League One, Ash? I feel great about League One. Like, we know how to navigate League One. League One's about our level, to be fair. We should smash League One.
Let's have a little look.
And win another trophy. When did the last time Watford win anything? Can't remember.
Yeah, not that long ago.
When?
Right.
I don't think they won anything.
Let's have a look, Ash.
Yeah, what are we looking at?
That's something that I think we're going to have differing views on.
Yeah, go on.
First of all, you put him in your top three national treasures. And he's involved. Chunks, right? Baller League.
Yeah.
Right? This Baller League thing.
Mm.
And I keep seeing lots of different views on it. You know, when Sky Sports, it's on Sky Sports, of course.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of this, Rupert?
Oh, what, we're like in right squared up to that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Josh Harrop.
Who's Josh Harrop?
He used to play for Man United.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, years ago.
It's like that. Troy Deeney's playing. Like, it seems like a bit of fun, but there is big players involved. Like, I think
Troy Deeney got in a fight. Like,
Pires involved? And
Pires is one of the managers. Jens Lehmann's one of the managers.
Ljungberg, maybe.
Alicia Lehmann, yeah. Mm. Figo.
So it's got, Figo, massive one.
Wright, Shearer, Michael Richards.
So there's some really, really big people involved in this, but it's a glorified, weird rules.
It's our version of Kings League that Gerard Piqué did in Spain.
Yeah. Do we think, right, A, do you think it's any good? B, should it be on Sky Sports?
Well, I'm not really watching it. I've watched bits of it and I've watched clips of it, but it's not something I would tune in regularly to watch. But they're not trying to get me. They're trying to get the teenagers and the
I'd say you're their target audience.
Maybe the early 30s, but not like late 30s and up, I don't think. This is for the YouTube audience.
It's like live FIFA, Volta.
It's live streamed on YouTube. They got 100,000 people watching it every single game.
Why is it on Sky Sports as well then?
I think they have some sort of sponsorship deal for it. It's getting a lot of eyes. Like, the idea and the creativity and the concept behind it is brilliant. Like,
see, Troy Deeney got sent off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that they can do that. They bring in, like, what they call them, like a bonus
Like a player. Legend player. Random for one night only. Yeah.
He looks, first of all, he looks totally, like, overweight.
Massive, yeah.
He's retired,
to be fair, isn't he?
He's not fit. But you can't go around just, like, barging people over like that.
Well, in like elbow to the head.
He's literally just forearming him. Like, forearm smashing.
He's a horrible bat.
Oh, he's a nasty
Get back
kid,
in prison.
He?
Who, Troy Deeney?
Yeah.
I love him. Love him.
But the whole idea of it is brilliant. I love that they do, I think it's for like the last 5 minutes, they spin this thing and it's like, any foul is a red card now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the last 3 minutes or whatever.
Shots
it is.
Outside the area.
You foul, you're off. Like, it's great. Like, it's like a juice tournament.
Yeah.
But on steroids.
Yeah.
With all these different
And with
things.
People turning up.
So I think it's great. I love all the different elements to it. They've got proper ballers in there as well. You know, they got...
Kevin De Bruyne has been sent off.
What?
They got...
I think they're looking at the penalty.
This is the problem.
What's he looking at? Are we now doing a watch along? Who's this, a pen?
This is looks like a penalty given away, possibly.
Hello. Play on.
But he's going to get it because he's gone to the monitor.
Knocking knees.
He's gone to the board. That's the problem.
That's a penalty. Okay. That is a penalty.
Play on. But they've got Brilliant. Some
Rashford will take it. You got Rashford, didn't you?
I've got Rashford, yeah.
Oh, no.
Because Watkins is off.
Yeah. But Henry Lansbury's in it.
Oh,
Henry Lansbury. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Former Arsenal. Luton.
Fan. Yeah.
Jordan Ibe.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jordan Ibe?
Yeah.
He's in one of the teams.
Liverpool. He had a really tough, because he dropped right down the league. Right, he was at Liverpool.
He's at like Telford or something.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telford.
Some like non-league team now.
I saw an interview. He was just like, yeah, I just love it. Like, I just want to play.
Yeah. Well, I think he was suffering with his mental health quite a bit, weren't he? He couldn't deal with the pressure after leaving Liverpool for so much money. But in like, I think it's a great idea. It's capturing people's eyes and opinions. It's new and it's exciting. Got some wicked names in it. I've watched a bit of it, but it's not something I can commit to on top of what I already commit to, like Match of the Day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
it's
great for the younger audience, I think.
Rupert, where do you stand on the Baller League?
Looks good. I haven't got time to watch it, but it looks entertaining.
You surprise me. As a rugby man, you'd be against change.
No, we're changing the rules every other week. So... there he goes.
Are we going to watch this Rashford pen?
Oh, I hope he misses. It'll be so funny if he misses.
Oi, is this going to put me above Rupert when Rashford penno goes in?
No, because you
took
16.
Let's go, Rashy. Good.
Is this part of your minus 16?
I thought you don't care about FPL.
Yeah. No, I just care about Rashy scoring. Come on, Rashy.
He cares when it goes well.
I hope he misses.
Oh, Rashy.
What you got to remember is Ash is the kind of guy that walks up to a girl in a bar and would chat her up.
I don't do that.
Hold on.
Come on, Rashy. Oh. Yeah.
I go, walk up to a girl in a bar, chat her up. And when she says, sorry, I'm not interested, he goes, yeah, I didn't like you anyway.
That's exactly
the mentality that we're dealing with.
That's
here.
Soldier mentality.
Pep should be red carded.
Oh, shit. Neymar's overtaken Buna at the top of the
juice. Don't worry about that, Rupert. This is exactly why Streamception failed. This sort of distractions. We need to concentrate on the job at hand. All right. Let's get on with it. Right.
Streamception won some awards.
It did. It was award winning. 2 years in a row.
There you go.
Right. You're going to need to concentrate now, Rupert.
Right, what is this?
Because.
Okay. It's Guess the Player.
Because it is time indeed.
Oh, no.
Guess the Player.
This is going to be fucking entertaining. You're going to pick someone obscure as well, so.
Okay.
I normally pick the obscure one.
So you see, Ryan is top with 7.91 seconds. Sim is second. Steve-O with a contentious third place. And then we drop down. However, Rupert, can you overcome the odds? There's 15 people in the top 10. Can you become one more? Can you become one more? Right, if I can ask you to don the goggles...
of doom.
Yeah.
There's the wall of shame on the right.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Rue, Fran, Buna, Fella, Trophy all did not finish.
Right. Okay. We're going to put the player up on the screen.
No.
Oh, what a De Bruyne goal that is.
Oh,
how has he scored that from there?
KDB.
I could see you getting that.
KDB.
Right. Is this going to be the right player? It is. Now we're going to take it away. It's gone. You may remove the goggles.
Can we
take
the comments
away, please, James?
This is important. Cool. It's serious now. No fucking about, all right?
Okay.
This is proper.
You hid from the smelling salts. Yeah. I wouldn't have done you.
You obviously watched the Plonker episode.
I did. I've just come off my mouth. It's fine. I heard the finger. I was like, cool. Have you heard any comments? Or?
James, no, the comments are still there.
The comments,
I think James has gone to sleep.
All right. I'll just do this. There you go.
Right. We're going to start when you ask. Oh, yeah. We'll just pull that round.
Yeah, cool.
We'll start when you ask your first question.
Oh, okay.
We need to do the time.
I can't even see him. Oh, you need the time as well. Okay. Where is he?
James?
The timer.
Remove the comments and we're doing Guess the Player.
Put your trousers back on. What are you doing in there?
Who's that fella at the back with the saliva around his mush?
That's Bonnie Blue.
What's Bonnie doing back there?
There we go. Cool. All right, good. All right. Okay. So I have to pick a player. All right.
You've done this before.
I have. I just hate it. Oh,
come on.
Just relax.
Time will start when you ask your first question. Just
it's like the second time.
Clear your mind. Clear your mind.
Is he a goalie?
No.
Defender?
Yes.
Okay. Does he play for a team in red?
No.
Team in blue?
No. No.
Team in black and white?
No. Half.
Half.
No.
Newcastle?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not black and white, sorry.
Southampton? No. No. Oh, no, no. Sorry. He doesn't play in red. He plays in blue.
No, he doesn't play in blue.
He doesn't play in blue. He plays in black.
No.
Yellow?
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
Who plays in black?
Oh, this is not good.
The colour. The other colour of the half you said when Ash got it right.
White. Is he playing white?
Yes.
Okay, he plays in white. Is it Tottenham?
No.
Okay, who else plays in white that's not Tottenham? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Who playing white?
Who does play in white?
Oh, dear.
Is it a striker?
No. No. Still a defender.
Still a defender. Oh, Fulham.
Yes.
Okay. Is it Sessegnon?
Yeah. Yes.
Recovery.
Yeah.
You don't see many recoveries. People, if they've lost it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm in trouble.
You almost lost it.
You pulled it back in.
That was good.
And like that's not bad.
Just like a foreskin, you pulled it back Ash, in.
Oh,
sorry. Hell. Sorry.
I don't know.
That was
why
very distasteful.
Do that?
Sorry.
Why do you do that?
Oh, you guys don't have one of those, do you?
You guys.
51.04 is decent, though.
Yeah, nice. Come on. See you later, Chaz. See you later.
Unlucky Chaz. Say you fuck
Chaz
me.
Chaz kicked out. God, I feel sorry for Chaz, though. He's been...
You picked a Fulham player last time I was on, actually.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nick always picks, like, flavour of the month. That's why they're easy to get. Whereas I picked the actual.
I wouldn't say that's easy.
It was the first player he thought of at Fulham.
Kevin, a header for Kevin De Bruyne.
De Bruyne nearly headed a ball there for the first time. right.
Best player in Premier League.
That is... We just need to have a look at the old poll results, please, Ash.
Oh, okay. Can we end the poll? See who's... Oh, no. Bring the comments back, Jimmy. Guys, there's 29 still watching and we're all tied on the poll. It's 33% each. I don't think this has ever happened before.
Well, someone vote.
Hang on. Let me vote quick. Let me just take this dub. Give me that dub. I was way out in front. There we go. Oh, what? Is that you, Jimmy? All right, so...
Oh, it's a draw still.
Mm.
All we know is, Rupert, you were last. Other than that, we can't work out what's happened.
It's fine.
Beautiful stuff. We'd like
joint
to...
seconds.
We'd like to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Appreciate that it's... Premier League night, so thank you for staying with us if you have indeed until the end. We've got next week. Who have we got in, Ash?
Be on the sidelines?
I think it is Pilot from Pilot and it's not. Who do we have? We had Corey and KRS KSR? On. KSR on.
I don't know. Your best mates, you
so
say.
So it must be Pilot and Els.
Stop talking about
must
more
be Pilot
time.
And Els. Sorry, I'm trying to remember.
Bloody hell.
I do talk about it because I think, unlike you, I support other...
I'm the one that booked them on.
Yeah, but you've done nothing
since.
You
didn't even want them on.
Right.
What
are you doing?
You told me, who are these fucking idiots? That's what you said.
Oh, that
you
said, just sounds just
who
like
Who are these
me,
no one? Who are these... You said, who are these nobodies? That's what you said.
Yellow Army. FPL
meets
Party Bus, game week 38.
Absolutely, but you're not invited.
Rupert, we're swapping you out for Roberto.
That's fine. That's fine.
We've got Jamie Hayes. Whatever happens to Shuffle T coming on? Yes, exactly. You'd have to ask him. He bottled it.
Twice.
Maybe three times.
No, twice he cancelled on us, fully. Crossed
times.
Wires, he said.
Crossed wires, mate. You better pray we don't run into him at a battle rap. Going to end him.
Oh, end his shit. Especially after I beat you in battle rap.
Will you chef him up?
Like Gordon Ramsay.
Exactly. I'm going to cut you up, lad.
So, yes, we will see you next Tuesday.
Mm.
Have a great week.
Cheers, Rupert.
Cheers.